Chapter 3. Cole stared sullenly into the fire, then let his gaze wander. He had wanted revenge, but felt little joy from this act. Overhead, eagles drifted on the air currents. In the bay, a mother seal played with her spotted pups as a golden sun peeked through the gray overcast and glinted off the waves. "This place sucks," Cole mumbled as the breeze drifted sparks upward like wandering stars. He stared back into the crackling red-hot flames, and his anger burned. Cole rocked back and forth on his feet. Nobody cared about him. Nobody understood him. Nobody knew what it was like living with parents who wished he wasn't alive. It angered Cole when people pretended they did. His parole officer was one of those people. Once, Garvey had shown up at the detention center on his day off, wearing cutoffs and a t-shirt. He carried a brown paper grocery bag. Without saying hello, he set the bag on the small concrete table in Cole's cell and sat himself down on the edge of the bed.
"So," he said, "tell me exactly what it is you don't like about your life."
"Any moron can figure that out," Cole grumped, turning his back on Garvey. In the summer's stifling heat, the room seemed airless and threatening.
"Okay, explain it to this moron," Garvey said. "I'm pretty dense, you know. Your police file makes for pretty dull reading."
Not wanting to sit anywhere near Garvey, Cole slouched to the floor against the wall.
"You don't get it, do you?
My parents are divorced and don't give a rat if I live or die. All they care about is themselves. Nobody cares about me. All my life I've been dumped on."
"A lot of people can say that," Garvey said. "Be more specific."
"Be more specific," Cole mimicked.
"Last year I went out for wrestling. I had to beg my parents to come watch me. It was like they were ashamed of me."
"Did they ever come to see you?"
"Yeah, after I got mad enough. And then I lost. You'd have thought I lost on purpose the way Dad acted." When Garvey didn't answer, Cole said, "So have you heard enough?"
"I'm still listening."
Cole didn't know why he was spilling his guts to Garvey, but he fought back tears as he continued. "All my parents do is drink. They hate me. Do you know what it's like waking up every morning knowing you're not good enough? There are only two things wrong with me: everything I do and everything I say. They'll never be happy until I'm dead.